This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker, a Japanese singer-songwriter-guitarist who shapeshifts among three different personas is getting extended turntable play at Reverberation Vinyl in Bloomington. GLT's John Norton stopped by the store this week to talk with owner John Anderson, who gave a quick tutorial on the music of Masaki Bato in this edition of GLT's What's on Your Turntable. He started with this song from his just-released Drag City Records album titled Nowhere.
Psych rock, Japanese style, here at Reverberation Vinyl, right across from Illinois Wesleyan on Main Street in Bloomington. When I hear psych rock, though, John, I think more psychedelic rock. This is more of a folk thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes both ways, really. In his earliest days, his first band he kind of came to prominence with was a band called Ghost in Japan, and formed in the mid-80s and came to prominence in the 90s. And a lot of the early stuff of theirs was more experimental and acid folk, like pretty way out, heavily influenced by Tom Rapp of Pearls Before Swine and that kind of stuff, which you can totally hear in this new music. And then as Ghost changed throughout the years and all the different projects he's had throughout the years, it became more, a little more rock styled. And his current band, The Silence, is definitely a rock band. But yeah, this is a little bit more of a return to the psych folky roots, which I normally don't like. And when it comes to a record that somebody says, oh, we're getting back to our roots, or we're going to recede to something that we used to do, that's usually a red flag that something's not good. But this is a fantastic record.
And we're listening to a brand new album, came out February 1st.
This is from the brand new record entitled Nowhere. And this is the first blush, my favorite song, Tower of the Silence.
Nowhere is the album we're listening to. What's this track? You really dig this track.
Tower of the Silence is the one we're listening to. This was kind of it's the second song on the record. It's like they always say, like the first one's there to grab you. The second song's the best on the album, and that might be true. It's my favorite, at least. Masaki Bato of Ghost, he was the lead vocalist, main songwriter, kind of lead guy in the band. And they put out a number of records starting in the early 90s up through the late 2000s on Drag City. And their sound changed from kind of what we had just heard with more of a folky, psych, acid folk thing early, and then went into more of a rock, psychedelic rock thing later, which kind of carries on to his current thing, The Silence. But as Ghost in the 90s and early 2000s, that's kind of how he became known. Here in the States, and definitely Drag City had a big role in that, being a well-known indie label here in the States. But really hard to choose one track but from Ghost, because they got a lot of records and a lot of favorites of mine. But this is Hazy Paradise from Hypnotic Underworld. This is one of my favorite records of theirs from 2004, and this is very representative of the later Ghost sound and leading into the current sound of The Silence. But this is Masaki Bato's Ghost with Hazy Paradise.
So we're listening to the band Ghost, which is Masaki Bato's one of three different incarnations he has, a solo artist with Ghost and with...
The Silence.
Okay. So we're listening to Ghost right now. What's the name of the song again?
The song is Hazy Paradise from the Hypnotic Underworld record, which is one of my all-time favorites.
Where are we going from here?
Let's jump around. He did some collaboration records with Helena Espal, who was a Swedish artist. She was in the band, still is in the band. They occasionally still perform. Espers, who's another favorite of mine, another Drag City band, but legendary kind of Philadelphia acid folk band from the early mid-2000s here in the States. But he did a couple duo records with her. I mean, she's a cellist by trade, and she'll do manipulated sound through the cello and lots of other small instruments, but they're beautiful records, and this particular one is both folky and droney. Overloaded Arc is the LP that I'm going to play, and the song is called Until Tomorrow. It's one of my. It's a long track, and it's a beautiful one. But they did two records together, one of which you can still get, which is Overloaded Arc. The other one's out of print now. But if you like Espers or you like anything you're hearing here, this is probably the most pure kind of expression of all of his different folk tendencies. It runs all the way from European classical music to Japanese folk music to the UK acid folk stuff of the 70s, and all that kind of stuff comes to bear in these records. But the song is Until Tomorrow from the Misaki Bateau Helena Espal LP Overloaded Art.
Hanging out with John Anderson at Reverberation Vinyl on Main Street in Bloomington, right across from Illinois Wesleyan University. Misaki Bateau is who we're focusing on, but there are three different incarnations of Misaki.
Yeah, trying to make it as least confusing as I possibly can, but he was in a lot of different bands and did a lot of different records. And yeah, thematically, what you're going to hear, it all kind of sounds like the same guy. But I'm jumping around a little bit just because there's so many great records, it's really hard to choose just one.
So what we just heard was?
What we just heard was his duo record with Helena Espal. She of Espers, they did a record together called Overloaded Ark, and that song we heard is called Until Tomorrow. And now we're going to completely change gears into another project of his from the mid-90s called Cosmic Invention, which was kind of the beginning of the rock era, the more psychedelic rock era of Ghost. Some of the guys he met on this project ended up being members of Ghost on subsequent tours and whatnot. But this particular song, first time I heard it, it sounded to me like a sidelong electric Miles Davis track from 1971 or something. This record was just released on vinyl for the first time by Drag City last year, I think, in 2018. And if you are kind of a person that likes Acid Mother's Temple or the more rock side of Ghost, but don't know this, or any Japanese psychedelic music from Flower Traveling Band, the Taj Mahal Travelers, like, it's all kind of in here. But this is Misaki Bateau's project from 1996 called Cosmic Invention, and the song is called Ryujin.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton with John Anderson at Reverberation Vinyl. What's on your turntable? Misaki Bateau is on that. He was part of Ghost. He was part of The Silence. And he's got a great new solo album out. It just came out February 1st.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful package, too. It's very unlike Drag City in a lot of ways. It has this cool plastic sleeve. It's on white vinyl. It's packaged unlike any other Drag City record I can think of.
John's holding it in both hands. It is.
Yeah.
It's a really nice...
Yeah, it's a gorgeous record, but inside and out. But yeah, the production of it, it's definitely... his kind of idea was to make a very simple record with as few overdubs as possible, very rich acoustic guitar recorded to 2-inch tape, live takes, live vocal takes, very few overdubs. And there's a few on this record. This last song that we're going to hear is probably the most like Ghost or The Silence or the more rock stuff. It has, drums and bass and other things that aren't on some other tracks. But yeah, it's a very simple record, but very beautiful. And it's a good intro, too, if you're kind of just getting into it. It's not a bad place to start with him because it covers several of the bases that are kind of keystones of his career. This is another favorite from the tail end of the album, but it's, like I said, it's a little more full band sounding, but this is the track Sundown, which is another one of my favorites from the new record entitled Nowhere.